B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
En masse.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
How do you think this plays out? What's your prediction? Where's Tom Brady going to sign? Where's he going to play football next year?
50-50. It's either going to be, to me, it's either going to be New England or Tennessee with the 49ers closing hard on the outside.
So you think the 49ers conversation is real?
I do.
You think that's from Tom, or do you think that's from San Francisco?
I think it's from both. I think that there is an appeal. What's interesting about that is the Patriots sent Jimmy Garoppolo out there for such short collateral that could Belichick say, hey, why don't you just sign this guy when he comes available for 2 years? I'll take Jimmy back. He'll get you the Super Bowl that you probably could have had this year if you had Brady. And we'll start fresh. It would be interesting to me to find out whether or not that had happened, because I think that the Niners can release Jimmy Garoppolo outright and suffer no consequence.
And that was Tommy Curran on satellite radio this afternoon, on the Adam Schein show on satellite radio this afternoon.
I told you, it's the best news I've heard in months.
So, getting to reset, Felger Mass presented by DraftKings here at 5:08 in the afternoon, a little late here, I just felt this thing building over the weekend, where Peter King speculates about it in his column, and Mike Florio, that sneaky little devil, speculates about it in a story yesterday, and Deion Sanders, of all people, in the middle of a scouting combine workout, starts going on about Brady to the Niners and Garoppolo back to the Patriots, and it started building to such a point. Mike Greenberg, master facilitator there on ESPN in the morning, when he was doing that Darlington interview last week, slipped in a Brady to the Niners thing, sort of out of nowhere. I started to hear this in enough places. I said, wait a minute. These guys aren't all pulling it out of just randomly their rectum at the same time, like coincidentally. You know, someone somewhere said something. So this is not made up. It may be wrong. It may be they're leading all these guys in the wrong direction. But someone of substance said something somewhere about this. Because now there's speculation to the point where Curran, Stu, what was the line? 50-50 Titans-Patriots with the Niners coming up on the outside?
Coming up hard on the outside. Hard on the outside.
That's 50-50. It's either going to be, to me, it's either going to be New England or Tennessee with the 49ers closing hard on the outside.
Oh, I love that. Here they come sprinting. Here come the Niners. They're in it. The Niners are in it. Oh, that is so awesome. Oh. No, not with the Niners dangling, hanging around. No, coming up hard on the outside. Like freaking Secretariat at the Belmont.
Maz is so excited. He didn't know what to do with himself.
Oh, my God. It is so, so great. Oh, my gosh. It's like my fantasy come true. Totally. Oh, my God. I love this so much.
And it's just for Garoppolo, right? Like, that's the only reason. Because, like, this truly really benefits Brady. Like, that's why I would be excited. Like, Brady goes to a ready-made team that is completely stacked on both sides of the ball. He'd have a real chance to win a Super Bowl there.
Oh, it's such
a fun. And he gets to go home.
It's such a fun story.
Oh, my God. And in some ways, it is. There are so many parts of it that seem illogical to me, but I don't care. I'll buy in. I'm in. I want this to happen so badly. It isn't funny.
And I just think this is being discussed somewhere. Because Curran hasn't thrown bombs on this stuff.
Well, the other part of his comment, and again, we heard this for the first time in the middle of the show today.
Yeah.
Then we just played it now for the second time. He says, which side is that coming from? And Curran says, both.
All of them.
Which is even better. It's like if the Patriots want it, Brady wants it, everybody wants it, apparently. I love that.
Okay. And I feel like, you know, there could be a couple drivers here. I asked, you know, who's coming up? What camp is putting this out there? And Murray had a great point earlier. It's probably Belichick because,
well, he wants to get rid of a 43-year-old quarterback. He's been trying to do that for a few years now, and he'd love to have the guy he looked at as a successor back. You drafted him in the second round. Now he doesn't have to find the guy he feels like is the next guy. So he gets to have him back.
He wants it because
makes all the sense in the world.
This is what he wanted in the first place.
Yeah.
This is what he wanted in the first place.
Oh.
So it could be Belichick. I said it could be Brady because as the Patriots seem to be leaking out there, maybe his market isn't great, and he's sort of soliciting teams. And he's going to teams, you know, he's not waiting around to see if someone's available or what they're going to pay. He's going to, maybe he's saying, well, this is where I want to go. My market's not great, so I'm going to solicit, then I'm going to drop a word with the Niners. Because that is a place that I would like to go, and that is a team that makes sense for me. And I love throwing the tight end, and there's no one better than the guy there. Never mind the good offensive coach and all the things that you're saying. Good defense, blah, blah, blah. Ready-made Super Bowl team, just maybe short a quarterback. And so maybe Brady's drumming that up. But to the point where people are paying attention, as Florio wrote, again, so Florio, again, this sneaky devil, I know how he operates. Instead of writing a story that says, according to sources, the Niners are interested, because then if it's wrong, he has egg on his face. Instead, what you do is you just write a column that speculates about it. And you use it as an opinion. As I mentioned earlier, if you've been a reporter like Maz has, I have, you get this all the time where someone says to you, listen, don't report this, don't source it, don't make it a news story. But if you just wanted to use it as your own opinion and you opined that X, Y, and Z, you might be on to, you know, like, so that's the way that that happens. And so I think Florio's a master of that. He says, the speculation of Brady to the Niners won't go away. Peter King addresses the subject in his post-Combine Football Morning in America column. Deion Sanders did it at the Combine, as I just mentioned. Mike Greenberg, I just mentioned, dropped it in there as well. And Florio writes, it's smart to keep one eye on the Niners as March 18th approaches. And here's the key prerequisite, the 49ers pursuing Brady. Is that what Brady affirmatively wants? It's one thing for the 49ers to say, we're fine with our guy Garoppolo in a vacuum. But once a guy like Brady makes it clear that he's interested in you, everything changes. Florio writes, what if the Niners say we're fine with your former backup, meaning Garoppolo, and they say that to Brady? What if it eventually gets out that the 49ers passed on Brady? No matter how things go this year or next, what team in their right mind would say no to the GOAT? So, like, I sort of read that as saying that Brady came up with the idea, and now this is in front of the Niners to see if they want to do it. And I wonder about that.
Imagine that, after all that, all those stupid calls we got.
So, and again, that's just here from a personal level. We got a lot of calls after the Garoppolo trade of you people saying, well, just let him play out there a couple of years and get trade back for him. And Brady can go finish his career out there. And we laughed at you people who called with that. We laughed at you.
And now
we have Felga.
Now we have Curran retweeting a story from his coworker Phil Perry at NBC Sports Boston titled, could the Niners move on from Jimmy G for TB12? Along with the commentary how Jimmy Garoppolo's contract allows 49ers to make a play for Tom Brady.
Oh my God, I need this.
So Curran and Perry, watch out for those two, Batman and Robin.
Yeah, right.
And Perry's like his, so those two are in cahoots, and they do good. They've been doing some really good cahootsing.
What a money line in here, too, in this column. What if there's lingering doubts about how Garoppolo performed in the Super Bowl? What if somewhere in the backs of Shanahan and GM John Lynch's minds, they think they can do better than the passer who had a 75.9 QB rating and a 2-3 touchdown to interception ratio in three postseason games this year? Oh, please be thinking about it. Please make Brady in a Niners uniform. Oh, that'd be the balls.
Seriously. Like,
balls.
Oh, my gosh. Would it be unbelievable?
And Garoppolo back here. You got your quarterback. Bill's got his quarterback.
Shanahan's going to have to change his offense a little. I don't think Brady's winning any bootlegs. Yeah, right. Like, I don't think that's going to work. But Jimmy G, back in Foxborough.
Hey, look, if Matt Ryan could play in that offense, Brady can play in that offense.
So that crossed my mind, too. Yeah, that crossed my mind, too. Ryan moves better than Brady, though. Brady is a freaking iceberg out there, man. He really is. Like, but you change the offense.
Brady back to the Niners. I keep saying back. Back home. Playing for the Niners.
George Kittle, good offensive line, good running game.
Oh. Garoppolo back to the Pats, and that's your quarterback.
And we get to do that week in, week out during the football season. Maz overrating him, me making fun of him, being right about him week in, week out. Oh, it'd be great.
I told you, you reading that item, to me, is like Penthouse Forum. It is. It's like porn. I don't even know if people read that anymore, like given what the world can offer. You know, you can get way better than that now. But nonetheless, that's what it's like to me.
There's your Brady Watch reset. Pretty good. Your call's on it right after this.
Penthouse Letters.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Felger and Maz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Dion, let's unpack this here.
Well, let's go. I got a brief. I got a Samsonite.
So the 49ers make the Super Bowl. They paid all this money to Garoppolo.
Yep.
And then they're just going to end it right there and go with Brady.
And win?
I understand. I'm not saying they would. Last thing I'm sitting here is saying they're not going to win with Tom Brady. I mean, please. But you think, and that would be in terms of Brady ending his career, other than in New England, that's his childhood team. That's who he wanted to be, you know.
So what part of this who, you don't understand?
That's where he wanted to go, so as opposed to Moose drafting Giovanni Carmazzi back in the day. We love having fun with him over that. But it, you know, I'm not saying it doesn't make sense for Brady.
It makes sense for everybody.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Garoppolo you could have for many more years there.
And that's what New England wants, right?
There you go, good.
Okay, New England wants somebody with longevity. Am I right or wrong? That's the only reason you would discard Brady.
Right, but
and what does San Fran want?
Brady's not under contract to New England.
But what does San Fran want?
To win.
Now, sign and trade.
Simple.
Sign and trade.
Deion Sanders, of all people. The sign and trade thing is not necessary. Again, not the NBA. Niners just signed Brady as a free agent, and then they have a surplus of quarterbacks, so they're going to trade Garoppolo, and you trade for him. So how would you feel if Jimmy Garoppolo were your next quarterback? How would you feel about that, that Bill got his guy?
Talking to me or the listeners?
Boston. Would that make the sting of Brady leaving better because Bill got his guy?
I mean, I'm sure for people like you that are, you know, pro Belichick, yeah, I'm sure that would make it sting a little bit less.
No question it would.
I mean, I just think he straight up sucks.
Feels like a Twitter poll to me.
You go for it. Go for it, Twitter.
I'll put
people.
It out there. I'll have the results for you by 6 o'clock.
I mean, would that and like historically, wouldn't that be like what a story? Kraft rights the wrong with Belichick. You know the. Their tone for the whole thing that went down 3 years ago when Bill didn't get his way. Well, he gets his way now, and it all just sort of corrects itself. No. Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, mending fences, the whole thing comes together, crystallizing.
I mean, you've said that you've
that
heard.
That might be the best way for the Krafts to kind of get out of it. Now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, like, I think most people would, it just, it lessens the impact. Brady's gone, but Bill got his guy, so.
You know, and it didn't go Bill's way the last time, so he wanted to do right by Bill. Not that they would ever say that, because then that would be admitting that they stepped in 3 years ago when they don't want to admit that.
But the optics say it all.
We righted a wrong. And they weren't wrong to keep Brady. Like, that's not what I'm implying. But, you know, the thing that went down 3 years ago, we went back and got right. We went back and picked it back up where it was. So we got the best of both worlds. We got those extra couple of years out of Brady, went to Super Bowls, won another championship, and we have Garoppolo for the long haul. It all worked out.
Imagine that. Talk about landing on your feet.
I mean,
it's an easier sell, too, because you say, well, look, we gave Tom the opportunity to be a free agent. He didn't want the franchise tag. He always wanted to go home. Yeah, we always knew. So he goes to the 49ers, and Bill's happy. He gets his guy back. They got to be rooting for this, too.
Oh, for sure. I'm telling you, it's like, it is so preposterous that I believe it.
Give me the current thing again. Hit me. I want to mainline this. Go ahead. Give it to me. Right in the vein.
How do you think this plays out? What's your prediction? Where's Tom Brady going to sign? Where's he going to play football next year?
50-50. I really, it's either going to be, to me, it's either going to be New England or Tennessee with the 49ers closing hard on the outside.
Closing hard on the outside.
Keep going. I need more. Just pick it up. Let me hear the whole thing.
So you think the 49ers conversation is real?
I do.
You think that's from Tom, or do you think that's from San Francisco?
I think it's from both. I think that there is an appeal. What's interesting about that is the Patriots sent Jimmy Garoppolo out there for such short collateral. That could Belichick say, hey, why don't you just sign this guy when he comes available for 2 years? I'll take Jimmy back. He'll get you the Super Bowl that you probably could have had this year if you had Brady. And we'll start fresh. It would be interesting to me to find out whether or not that had happened, because I think that the Niners can release Jimmy Garoppolo outright and suffer no consequence.
So that part, again, is right. Jimmy Garoppolo has a $24 million salary next year, 15, 16 of which is guaranteed. But they have to pick up that guarantee on April 1st. So it's not, they just have to exercise the option that guarantees that portion of the salary. If they let him go, apparently the dead money is around $4 or $5 million, which is nothing. So there's the story.
Oh, my gosh. It's the only way it can work, though, is if Brady wants to go there. It can only because,
oh, of course, right.
Yeah, that's the only way it can work is if Brady wants to go there. And, oh, gosh, if that's what it is, it's like after all those phone calls we got, people offering up to what I thought was the stupidest idea in history. Yeah, Bill's just letting him go out there to ripen, and then he's going to pick him off the tree and bring him back. Like, what if it actually goes that way?
Oh, so good. Your reaction, Brian in Nashville. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I'm just going to say it right now. I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket because, Maz, you've said two things today that I actually agree with, and I want to go down the path with you, and please allow me, and don't cut me off.
I won't catch up.
Two things real quick. What you said about the Red Sox and pitching, I know I was going to talk about Brady, but real quick, starting pitcher who could also be a long reliever, also a setup man, and also was a closer, and was a former All-Star. How much would you pay for that at the age of 38?
Who are you talking about?
Yeah, you threw a lot at me. I have no idea who you're talking about.
Okay, I'm talking about Alfredo Simone because he
could
be the
Brian,
next
please, I don't want to talk about Alfredo Simone. I don't want to talk about Alfredo Simone. What's your next point?
But the next point is, Maz, you said, what if Brady needs the players because he can't do the plays anymore? Like, what if he actually does need that? He needs skilled guys.
Okay, so I'm going to cut you off. No. Brady can make it work with good plays and not the top end players. He just doesn't want to anymore. This has been like, he hasn't really declined physically, but maybe he's declined in this regard, that he's no longer willing to work and grind it out with players who are beneath him and make other guys better and that thing. So he needs some talent around him. And that's what John Fox seemed to imply, that for some guys, it's about the players, not the plays. And Brady and what he was surrounded by the last couple of years caused him to lose trust in the Patriots and get a little pissed off. And that's what we're talking about.
So physically, you believe that Brady is still capable of elevating other players?
I think physically he's capable of being elite. I think that mentally or something, he no longer makes those around him better like he used to. I mean, again, they won 3 Super Bowls and had a good offense with David Givens, David Patton, Troy Brown, Deion Branch, no household names, Daniel Graham, Ben Watson, just guys. He won championships and put up great numbers without Gronkowski, without these elite receivers, and he did that for the whole first half of the dynasty. And I feel like as we've gone further on, that doesn't happen as often.
And do you think that's gone for good?
Here. Yeah. So no, Maz, I don't know. I don't know if it's gone for good. I know that's what's happened here the last couple of years. So is that because it's deteriorated with him and the team and him and Bill? And has that been a byproduct of it? Maybe. And if he goes somewhere else where he believes in where he's at, that it comes back, maybe. But I'm just saying, I think that's the thing that's fallen off with him, is his ability to elevate, you know, lesser pieces around him. He used to do that routinely. I don't think that happens anymore. Tony and Stoneham. Go, Tony.
How you doing? I got to say a couple of things to you about Brady. Number one, you owe him an apology. You spent 8 games complaining about what he did last year and how everything was his fault. Then about a month ago, you took it back. Why would 49ers want to get him? Tell me why.
Because that increases their chances to win next year and maybe the year after.
How does it do that?
He's better than Garoppolo.
Yeah, it's an improvement on their current quarterback.
Better than Garoppolo. Yeah. He's 43 years old. You keep forgetting that. He is gone. He's over his prime. He can have a year like he had last year. He had, how many games did he have last year that they scored less than 17, 20 points?
So you think, Tony, as a player, he's cashed?
I think he's cashed. I think he's still a quarterback that could play in the NFL, but he's nowhere near who he was when he was winning Super Bowls 2 years ago.
Okay, babe, I just disagree with you. I think he's closer to that guy than you do.
Same.
I mean, I think he's fallen off a little bit, but for next year, he's an upgrade over Garoppolo. The second year, maybe it's closer. But for next year, I'm confident that, and especially because I think Brady would be reinvigorated, right? Like he'd be motivated and he'd be fully invested. And so you'd get the very best out of him, which the last couple of years, I think that's sort of, you haven't gotten the very best out of him. So for next year, I think for sure it'd be an upgrade for San Francisco.
I can tell you this. I think Tom Brady physically is in a way better place than Peyton Manning was when he went to Denver. And Peyton Manning set a record that year with 55 touchdown passes.
Yeah, you know, in this one, I think Favre is instructive, and I would never compare Brady to Favre, but Favre went to the Jets, didn't want to be there, didn't believe in the place, and you looked at him, you said, well, he's done. He's cashed. Then he goes where he always wanted to go in the first place, was Minnesota, to stick it up the ass of Ted Thompson and the Packers, and what do you get? You get this MVP caliber through the roof season because he's motivated, reinvigorated, and all of that. And I think that Brady could do the same thing at 43, which Favre did. I think he was 41. He was up there, too. So I do think Brady has another season like that in him. Not a career and not 5 years in him, but next year, maybe, yeah. We continue with your calls after Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass. Oh. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Here's the other piece of this, is that Tom has entered a stage of life that I think a lot of us can relate to, regardless of what we do for a living, that you have other considerations besides your profession. Yeah. Now, if I were in his situation, I might very well retire because he has that option. But he's got a wife and he's got kids and he's got family considerations. They live right near here. I know where they live. They live very near here. I don't know that New York becomes an option. They don't have the Greenwich, the house that everyone thinks that they did. There are options out there that no one is talking about that are going to be very interesting.
You're right.
A very settled hit. Very settled hit by Greeny. I know where he lives.
It's not a secret where he lives.
You're right. We're all under this inclination to be like, let's fit him into this box or this box. I'm telling you right now, he's looking at this wide open.
San Francisco. We have another Greenberg cut where he actually says out loud San Francisco. So that's what I thought we were going to hear there. But he does. Trust me, he says it another cut. Greenberg blurts that out. San Francisco. So that thing is just that thing's taking hold.
You know what? And even the two cuts are related because he wanted to say San Francisco there. Right, he said there are places that nobody's talking about, which in his mind was San Francisco in retrospect. And there are a long list of people that have now brought it up, all, you know, most of them connected to the football world.
So that's what we're discussing, that possibility. That's the latest on the Brady watch and the Chris Sale injury. Paul in Rhode Island, bring us back. What do you got?
Yeah, Deion's going to keep his mouth shut. Sign the contract. Why in the world would the Niners sacrifice the next 5, 6, 7 years of winning with the up-and-coming quarterback to trade for Brady, who's got 1, maybe 2 years left? He underthrows everyone. He's not the same player he used to be. And it just makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Okay, what if Brady commits for 3 years and he's not as bad as you're saying? Again, you're overstating his struggles. What if Brady commits to 3 years? Well, let me ask you this, Maz, as the president of the Jimmy Garoppolo fan club. If you were the Niners, would you do it?
No. No, I wouldn't. Because I think they can win with Garoppolo. I think they just got to tighten him up a little bit. And that's going to fall on Shanahan. But I think Garoppolo can play. I've always felt that way. I don't know if Shanahan's the guy to get it out of him. It feels like his quarterbacks have a knack for choking. So I wonder if there's something about the system there that doesn't give the quarterback enough confidence in terms of critical situations or what. Like, don't make it too easy for him.
He had his shot. 11:57 left in the fourth quarter, and the four drives that Garoppolo had a chance to get one, just one touchdown to win the Super Bowl and shut people like me up. Punt, punt, turnover on downs, hilarious interception. Again, punt, punt, turnover on downs, hilarious interception with about 12 minutes to go to win the Super Bowl in the fourth quarter. You telling me Brady doesn't get at least one touchdown with one of those chances? He does. That's why they choose the 43-year-old guy over the young, handsome idiot.
I mean, Brady would get points there.
Oh, yeah, Brady would have won that game. I mean, he would have gotten first downs. I mean, right. He would have.
Brady would have found open guys, and Brady would have read it right. And
of course,
Brady wouldn't have made those mistakes.
You're right. You're talking about the greatest of all time. Yes, that's right. That's absolutely right. I mean, I wouldn't do it if I were the Niners either, but you can see why. You know, that's a hell of a story. That's a hell of a thing to put you over the top. And if Brady's going to say 1 year, then I really don't do it if I'm the Niners. Like that, you can't give up on that for 1 year. You got to get a multi-year commitment out of Brady.
Yeah, and particularly for the Niners, if they think they're going to move on from Garoppolo eventually anyway. In other words, if they're looking at it and saying, well, we want Cousins in a couple of years, and Jimmy G's not going to last here much longer regardless, then they should absolutely make the trade.
We've got Jim in the car on Chris Sale. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, guys. I'm going to get off the Sale thing. I think I already covered that. But I want to ask Tony a question. But prior to that, the Red Sox have really no leadership anymore in the organization. I believe that they had like a 10-year plan, and everything started blowing up when the owner married locally, and they started buying, Liverpool, the newspaper, and everything else. But I want to ask Tony specifically because of this year coming up. The Houston Astros. I caught a bit of like a, I don't know what it was.
Jim, what's the ultimate question?
Please.
The question is about the Houston Astros.
What about them?
They were getting every pitch from opposing fans. They were getting.
I can't. I was talking to Jimmy for half of that. Thank God I missed it. Did he have anything to say there?
They were getting booed, I'm guessing is what he's going with, and I think they deserve every bit of it. So I don't know what else was coming.
They're catching all sorts of grief. All this great mic'd up stuff. You hear Rizzo yesterday with the Cubs was mic'd up, and this is great that they do in spring training. Too bad they can't do it in the regular season. He's mic'd up during an at bat.
Yep.
In spring training. So, and he's talking to Jess Mendoza and the crew up there while the pitcher's in the windup.
Oh, I didn't see this.
And he says right when the pitcher's going to the set, hey, could someone bang a garbage can for me? Which is great. It was a great line.
Oh, tremendous.
And the other thing that I saw is Trevor Bauer, who's a first-class penis,
clown.
By the way.
Like, yeah,
I
had
no use for that guy. But anyway, he was on the mound in a spring training game giving the pitches. He was, the fastball is this, where you flick your wrist backwards, and then the curveball is like when you flick your wrist like that. And sliders, and you slide, so there's little glove motions that the pitcher will give a catcher during the warm-ups to let him know what's coming.
Correct.
He was doing that during a live at-bat. And they were interviewing a teammate in the dugout at the time, and the teammate, I can't remember who it was, says, yeah, this is his response to the sign stealing. If anyone's going to be out there screwing around with Apple Watches and trying to steal signs, he's just going to give them the sign. And he went through a whole inning where he gave the guys the sign.
Oh, I like that, though.
Yeah, so I maybe that's what the caller was driving at?
This is a changeup. Pull the glove back.
Okay.
Like you're pulling the string.
We found the Greenberg cut. Go ahead, Jimmy.
The landscape is appealing, guys. The starting skill players for the Patriots right now are Matt Lacoste, Edelman, N'Keal Harry, Mohamed Sanu, and James White. The Titans are better. The Raiders are better. The Chargers are better. The Bucks are better. Like, there are more appealing
options. Who else is better?
The 49ers are better.
I think there's a ton of teams.
Oh, Mr. Facilitator right there comes over the top rope with some info. And he slides it in there in true masterstroke facilitation fashion. He just throws it out there for the panel to discuss. That right there is high-end elite facilitation. But he had something.
Devious.
There's someone out. There's someone somewhere of substance said something to someone, and this is now taken hold. And I don't think it's bullcrap.
And I think it's Bill.
And I think it's wonderful to speculate who.
I mean, we should really rattle off, like, again, make a list of all the people that have said it. Curran, Silver, Greenberg, Dion, Florio, King. Those are some heavy hitters.
I'm telling you. Mark and Worcester, your thoughts?
That's awesome. Hey, how's it going?
It's going.
It's going all right.
I can't do the phone. Good. Can't do the phone. Can't do it. Please, everybody, hold it like a pizza and don't dink around. Please, have a point.
Tensions are escalating.
Tim in Connecticut. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good.
Listen,
I was calling to wake you guys up from this dream of Brady going to San Fran and Garoppolo going to New England. Although I think it is a great dream. I love Brady. He's great. He's done great things for us. I do think he's going to start to get on his downfall a little bit, especially if we don't have the weapons out there to help back him up. He got really frustrated this year. He was making throws that he normally doesn't make. But in retrospect, seeing Jimmy Garoppolo go to the New England Patriots may not be a bad thing at this stage in the game.
Okay, Sam's going to cut you off because you're rambling. The point with Brady, we've gotten all these calls about he's underthrowing guys, he sucks, he's not the player he used to be. Like, do you really feel that way for next year, folks? Was it that bad? And you don't think that Brady next year is going to be an elite guy if he recommits to the thing?
Even with the crap that he had this year, he had like 24 touchdowns, 11 picks, and threw over 4,000 yards. It still wasn't that bad.
People are overrating how bad it was last year. He wasn't that bad, and it was more about the surrounding cast. And look, I don't think he's blameless, believe me. And we've gotten on him plenty. I thought his attitude sucked. I think by far the biggest criticism you can levy on him last year is his freaking attitude,
sure,
which sucked. They would win games, and he'd come out all groupy, grumpy Gus, poor Brady, poor baby, you know, couldn't throw the ball, but they still won, and he had this look on his puss, which deserved criticism. And you can criticize him for not working with young guys and not showing up in the offseason. All of that's true. But do you not all agree that most of the problems were the surrounding cast?
See, I think a lot of people put it on Brady. When I say a lot, I don't mean majority. I'm just saying I hear it a lot from people that Brady's getting old, he's losing it. And I think they mistake or misinterpret the problems on the field for being a Brady problem.
There's some criticisms you can level at him. His level of play is not one of them. His level of play is fine and more than fine. It's still really good.
I mean, I still think he's throwing the ball well enough and he's seeing it well enough to be really good with the right team in the right place.
Is he invested in you and your team like he used to be? No, that's the problem. That's the problem. And if he has an attitude adjustment and is reinvigorated, to use the words of Jeff Darlington and others, then I think you'll see an elite guy, at least for a year, maybe two. But we asked you earlier, Boston, so losing Brady would be painful and you'd be against it. But if the fallback plan was bringing back Belichick's guy, Jimmy Garoppolo, would that lessen the blow? So I asked that, and Maz put it out on a Twitter question. What is it?
You want me to read the exact way I worded the question?
Yes, okay, of course.
Because I know this is a critical
thing.
It
is. It's important.
Okay. If the Patriots brought back Jimmy Garoppolo, would it appease you if they lose Tom Brady? It's the way I phrased it.
Got it.
Okay. What do you think the numbers came in at? Right now, I would tell you that we basically have 2,000 votes.
So, I didn't realize they were running on the simulcast, so I just sneaked it and I saw it. So,
okay.
So I know the answer.
Okay. Two out of every three people say yes.
That's surprising.
On 66-34%.
That's surprising.
Yep, it is actually 65.8-34.2 if you want to get into the minutia of it.
So would Belichick getting his guy Jimmy Garoppolo back mitigate the PR damage of losing Brady, and to a two out of three margin? You say yes?
2-1, yep.
Wow.
66% of people say yes, Garoppolo would appease me. That would keep me interested.
I thought so.
Or that would make me happy enough.
I'm not surprised. This is their easiest out. This is what they got to be wanting.
This is the Patriots' easiest out.
Yeah.
It certainly would play better in the court of public opinion than Andy Dalton.
Oh my God.
Of course it would.
But and you understand this is no reason to make the move. This is no reason to do it. This is what the Red Sox would. You know, the Red Sox would do it for PR purposes.
Yeah.
You've got to do it for what's best for the team long term and what's best for the football team, and screw the PR. And maybe Garoppolo checks both boxes.
Pretty much every other quarterback, it's going to be pitchforks and torches. Garoppolo, they'll come around.
Oh my God, the callers will have been right. Yeah, I told you that was going to happen.
That's the only part that would be the only bad part of this whole thing.
You know what? You can blow me on that one.
Yeah, oh. Belichick's been playing chess and they're all playing checkers.
You remember I called 5 years ago. We don't remember.
Now you guys are stupid. STOOPID, stupid.
Very exciting day here on the program, especially for one Anthony Maserati, with these reports of Jimmy Garoppolo back to the Patriots. You'll hear his reaction when it first came out. Next in the final word, you don't want to miss it, trust me.
Boston's home for sports. Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio, crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. Best prices, great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
That will be nobody.
Nope.
So, yeah, got a bit of a gift in the middle of the show today with some of the sound from Tom Curran on making his appearance on the Adam Shine Show on SiriusXM, saying that it's down to a two-team race for Brady. It's the Patriots and the Titans. And, coming up strong from the side here from behind, it's the San Francisco 49ers. News that Maz basically wanted to take his pants off to.
The Niners are closing hard on the outside.
That is awesome. Oh, my God. That's the best thing I've heard in about 6 years. Like, wow, is that awesome. Closing hard on the outside. The Niners for Brady. Oh, my God. That is so awesome. Oh, Jimmy G's coming back if that happens. Absolutely. Oh, my God, do I love that. Oh, my God. Oh, that is dynamite. That is so freaking good. Oh, can we get Curran in here? Can we get him in here? I don't care about who's on, who's here, where's the one. I want him in here.
I think he does the other side.
I don't care. Let's get him in here.
Get him in here and take his pants off, and let's just go.
Let's just have a circle. That is awesome.
I missed that line earlier. Let's just have a circle.
A JG circle session.
Yeah.
Murray, you got to work on your horse racing. You say,
you're not coming from behind.
Down the stretch they come. It's Tennessee. It's New England. It's Tennessee. It's New England. Tennessee. Tennessee. Now it's New England. And here come the Niners on the outside. Oh, the world's richest horse race. Oh, my God. Oh, seriously. I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning. I'm going to be able to cut glass.
Just wearing that jersey like Pooh Bear tonight.
Oh, my God. I so hope it's true. I will take all the crap from Big. Yeah, I told you. I told you guys. Bill was going to maneuver and pull him back. Bill was going to do it. He baited the hook, and then he brought him back. Oh, my God. I so hope it happens. So hope.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.